It's a new week, but it's really the same old weather story across eastern New York and western New England. All through last week, we had day after day of unsettled weather, though it wasn't raining the entire time. And our theme heading into this week is pretty much the same idea, with plenty of clouds, some rain threats. But there is a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, especially late this week into the weekend, where it looks like we'll finally break free of this cooler than average weather. And we may actually see temperatures go above normal for the first time in a long time. For now, though, it's below normal on the thermometer under cloudy skies. Some showers are scattered about, and there's even the chance for a couple of thunderstorms in spots through the late day and nighttime hours. And a handful of these storms could be locally strong with some gusty winds and hail. And there is the potential that some of these storms will produce a couple of heavier downpours as well. Otherwise, we have scattered showers in the forecast moving through the night. It'll be a chilly night as temperatures fall back mainly to the low and mid-50s across the region. And that chilly weather theme continues into the day tomorrow as this slow-moving system is basically parked overhead. So we're looking at temperatures that likely don't move very far tomorrow, only in the low to mid-50s for afternoon high temperatures. And those may actually even occur in the morning as the rain picks up through the day. Temperatures may end up dropping into the 40s in some areas. So you may need that heavier coat coming up during the day tomorrow, and you'll need that umbrella as well. So look out for rain tomorrow. Rain could be heavy at times, and there may be a few rumbles of thunder. And talk about the heavy rain potential. There is the threat for some localized flooding moving through the day tomorrow. So if you happen to be in an area that tends to flood when we get heavy rainfall, be aware tomorrow as there may be some concerns with the rising water due to the heavy rain. Now on Wednesday, this storm will ease its grip on the area. So there's still the chance for some showers, though it looks to be a drier day overall than tomorrow. Still fairly gray. Temperatures on Wednesday are likely to hold in the 60s. And then on Thursday, we may actually make a run back close to 70 degrees, which is still below average for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, possible thunderstorms and downpours, patchy fog, breezy, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, possible downpours and thunder, breezy and cool, with highs in the lower to mid 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, rain likely, possible thunderstorms and downpours, patchy fog, breezy, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, rain likely, possible downpours and thunderstorms, breezy and cool, with highs in the lower to mid 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, rain likely, possible thunderstorms and downpours, areas of fog, breezy, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, rain likely, with possible downpours and thunderstorms, breezy and cool, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, rain likely, possible thunderstorms and downpours, patchy fog, breezy, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, rain likely, possible downpours and thunderstorms, breezy and cool, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 60s, and on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.